From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
So welcome again this week to another Beers with the Brewers, not recorded in the Kickstar room. We're out in the beer garden on a stage tonight. Got Adam Benner.
Yeah, now I would argue that we should have it outside more often.
I think this is kind of nice, actually.
It did get a little warmer than it was this morning, but sun's coming out, which
is great. It's pleasant out.
Yeah.
It's pleasant. Good day to have a beer in a beer garden. I'm Mark Richards, as always. And then joining today, we have Kayla Chandler.
Hello. Not a guest.
Well, what was it?
She's one of us.
Special. What did you call her that one time? Like a one-time guest or something like that?
She's a special host.
Special host.
That's the way I look at it. I think, and also, we got Bonnie here, another special host today. Bonnie, why don't you tell a little bit about yourself and your role here at Land Grant?
I'm Bonnie, and I am the graphic designer here. Mostly make those trading cards that you guys see, or posters, social media, those stuff. That's me.
Walt's on vacation, so we brought Bonnie on as a better replacement for Walt.
I'm Tiny Walt.
Tiny Walt. We don't have a beer releasing this week. I just think whoever is drinking what beer is going to name what they like to drink right now at Land Grant in the beer garden.
Okay. I'm drinking a blackberry jamble right now.
Ooh, a Bonnie Jambles going on over there.
Bonnie
Good.
Jamble.
About you, Kayla? What are you drinking today?
Drinking Massive.
Massive. Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready for that FC Cincinnati game.
It's a big matchup this weekend.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of wind right now here in the beer garden.
If we blow away,
you can hear the stage creaking.
Yeah.
Well, there's no reason to ask me. I'm obviously drinking a pool party, so I'll just state it.
Benner's still in that pool party per norm.
Yeah.
I have stepped a little bit away from the pool party, although it's still pretty popular with me this time of year, but can't get enough of this one goal, one ride right now. I'm going to be sad when this runs out.
Yeah.
Well-balanced pale ale. Got a little rye spiciness. Love it. Kayla, I think you're best suited to talk about events this week since Walt's on hiatus.
Yeah. Are we going to phone him in?
We're not phoning him in.
He would not pick up.
You know where Adam would be delighted when we called when he was driving back? I think we'd have an opposite reaction.
Walt might get a little salty if we were calling.
He's known for his saltiness.
Yeah.
He probably made a note to not answer his phone during this time.
He didn't respond to any of my Slacks.
Yeah, I think he's like just going full vacation mode. He's on a boat right now, probably.
There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you need a break.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, we did just have our backyard barbecue.
Oh, we did. It was good. How about that eating competition?
Yeah,
Jesus.
It was epic.
Yeah, it's epic, all right.
Yeah, I mean, I think we raised over $2,100 in just cash at the dunk tank. I think it was almost $3,000 total.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For Wave. I think we all had a really good time at the old backyard barbecue.
That dunk tank's a heck of a ride. Not sure I'd sign up for that again next year.
A little sore?
Oh, man.
We also did a live band karaoke.
That was fun.
Donation-based, benefiting Franklin Station.
Yeah, thanks again for that shot, Kayla. Helped me get up there.
Mark Richards was on stage. What was your song?
Roadhouse Blues.
Did you forget any words?
No. We pulled up the lyrics on lyrics.com or whatever it was. And
they had it for you.
Yep.
This weekend, Saturday, we're hosting the Ohio Made Pop-Up Shop. So we'll have our beer garden full of vendors. This is the game day edition. So if you want to come buy some Ohio State gear, it's a good opportunity to buy gifts, and
you could stock up on all your gifts, because you know we're only about, well, this is coming out on Thursday, so we're what, 9 days, is my math right? 9 days away from college football starting. So
wow,
this is the second last Saturday. I think there's two more Saturdays, maybe not. No, this is the last. What is today?
The 31st.
Yeah, that's when football starts. Yeah. This is the last Saturday.
Labor Day weekend.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah.
Oh, this summer's flown by.
You're probably going to want to come down here and do some shopping at the Ohio Made Pop-Up, because all your other Saturdays are probably booked. Or you could be not. You could be more like probably the rest of people and do things on the weekend. Unlike maybe myself
and
Walt.
Bonus, this Saturday, it's not going to be so hot. It's going to feel like fall.
That's going to be great. Oh, man, yeah. There's a lot of events this Saturday.
Yeah.
We've got the Columbus Summer Beer Fest.
Look for us
at
there.
LC. Look for us there. Look for us out at the BrewDog AGM.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got some folks going down for the FC Cincinnati game.
Oh, yeah. Hell is real.
So everybody's
I know rolling. I'll be there on Sunday.
Yep, be tailgating in full effect.
And also, we got Urban Scrawl across the street at 400 West Rich.
Yeah,
we'll be there too.
Who do we got in the music, Kayla, playing this weekend?
So, if you're listening to this today,
this is Thursday on the 22nd when this episode comes out.
Yes. We have on our stage the Whiskey Sneaks.
Oh, Whiskey Sneaks
be,
tonight.
Performing from 6 to 9 p.m. And Sunday, if you're around, we will have Jazz. It's an Oregon-based jazz band. Additionally, on Sunday, if you're into dogs of all sizes, we are hosting a pop-up. I'm sorry, excuse me. The pup-up market.
Ooh.
20 different dog vendors will be here, plus a small dog race. This is a regulated small dog race. Dogs must be...
As in, the race is small or the dogs are small?
Yeah, I'm confused. So, what's the size of dog?
20 pounds or less.
Oh, okay.
Might
throw in that walkie doggy, a little dachshund. Maybe he can go in the race.
He might try
to attack the other
dogs. Is he under 20?
Is he under 20, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably like 10 pounds.
Could a small cat go?
You could
if you dress it up.
Yeah,
dress it up like a dog.
Dog costume. Yeah,
probably.
I got a cat that acts like a dog.
Well,
sign him up.
Pretty close.
He's a pretty big cat.
So yeah, big day for dogs, small dogs and big dogs
and cat dogs
and cat dogs.
Cat dogs
fake
alike.
Cat dogs.
Fake cat dogs.
Where are they going to run? Okay.
Are they running a track on the? The new section of the beer garden?
And the in the new section of the beer garden, there will be 2-foot lanes created.
I'm kind of sad I'm going to be at the Crew game in Cincinnati, that I'm going to miss this, because this sounds hilarious.
Well, they're 2 feet in width. The distance, I believe, is 75 feet.
These are very humane dog races, unlike like greyhound dog racing, right? These dogs are just small dogs.
They're just small dogs. There's a nice little weigh-in that happens and a costume contest that will be judged.
Costume
wow.
contest.
Wow. That's great. Okay. Well, come down for watch the dogs and then stay till Crew game is on at 6, where they're facing the heated rivals in FC Cincinnati. Try to avenge the tie from about a week ago. These are the two teams
at the
bottom of the Eastern Conference, so not as exciting as I think as everyone hoped at the beginning of the season. But, yeah, it's some fun things. And, again, as we've been reminding the past few weeks, we got the anniversary party coming up September 28th. Good food, good music, and a lot of good beers, and more details will keep coming out over the next. Basically, that's what, in 4 weeks as well, 4.5 weeks, so... We got a lot of...
We were very specific on our social media post today about how many days that is from now.
38.
38 days.
38 wow. days?
5 weeks. You got an extra week in there, which is helpful. So,
how many beers do you think we'll have? Anything coming back?
Some barrel-age variants of stuff that we did in the past. Just a whole gambit. probably the last time you'll be able to get pool party. We do have a pilot batch of our new Pilsner coming out, which kind of, you know, leads in as we're looking at new beers coming out in our fourth quarter. We actually have quite a few new styles that we're working on, and we're working through what the names are going to be. So I think what a lot of people think of Landgrant, originally a lot of our beers, and they still are, were sports related. We do talk a lot. We're just talking about the crew, but we had Stiff Arm and Greenskeeper and those type of beers we talked about in length a couple times here on the podcast. But there are a lot of pop culture references, and you know, we want to talk about how we kind of get to those names, and really that's probably one of the most popular questions we get on the tours here is, how do you come up with the names of the beers?
And there's a lot of zany ones. Some are just really blatant, and some of them are a little obscure, you know, pop culture items. I know, Bonnie, you're a huge Seinfeld fan. I know this.
Oh, yes.
we got a couple Seinfeld beers.
Obviously, Son of a Mutter. That's, Bonnie, you know that one, right?
I think so.
But Kramer's gambling problem.
Might not be so obvious to everyone, so
Bonnie, as a Seinfeld fan, I figured she knew.
Just throwing her on the spot.
Yeah.
First time on the podcast.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I was just talking about the Step Off George. We should do a beer for that. Step Off George.
So I've brought this up, I think, on the Son of a Mutter podcast. The one I have in my back pocket is kind of like a milk stout, a chocolate milk stout, but it's going to be called Round Teen, because the can is round.
Yeah, it's not oval.
Yeah. Why did they call it Ovaltine?
Why would they?
The can is round.
Yeah.
The mug is round.
The mug is round.
Call it Round Teen.
Why do they call it Ovaltine? The mug is round. The jar is round. They should call it Round Teen. That's gold, Jerry.
So of probably pop culture references we did, what do you guys, now Mark, the aforementioned Seinfeld, are there areas of pop culture that you really like that we have hit? And I think the follow-up is, what's something that maybe we haven't touched on that you guys follow that would be
we've had a
cool beer inspired?
I think there has been a Wilco inspired beer. Yep. Pale Blue Sky.
Pale Blue Sky.
And of course we've got the Ned, Steve Z, and Deep Search on Life Aquatic, which that's a nice trifecta there. Ned we only did once, and Steve Z we kind of backed off, but might show his head again. Deep Search, the annual seasonal that we always have.
Well, Mark, now you're just naming off all the ones that we've done. I just wondering.
I like the music themes. Music themes are really big. The Taproom release only Judas Priest Saison series obviously resonates with me.
I wonder why.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Always.
You want to do more music-inspired beers.
I love music-inspired beers. Okay. It doesn't have to be Priest. I mean, I thought the Wilco was a cool one. Wilco's awesome. Subtle nods. I like the subtle nods to things. So,
what about you, Bonnie?
Well, I think we do. We have sports. We have movies. We have music. I think the next step is maybe memes. Meme culture is really big.
Meme culture.
Oh, that's good.
Meme culture is huge.
Like, okay, so give me a few examples of some meme culture names.
Oh, on the spot again. I need to go through my Instagram or something. Figure out what's some good memes. These are old ones, but the Damn Daniels, like those shoes, those are one. Most recently...
I'm with you, Bonnie.
I can't... Help me out here.
Kayla, what do you
so,
got?
So, like, a meme, Mark. It's like a photo with
words
like
on it.
A text overlay.
Yeah. There you go, Mark. I'm on knowyourmeme.com, just so you...
That's a meme. SpongeBob is a huge meme.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it.
SpongeBob beer.
I think, like, a Super Hot Fire would be... Have you seen this one?
See, I don't know. This is, that, dude, this is when you're talking about pop culture, Everybody has.
Is that the one that like rotates around?
Yeah, it loops. Yeah, I'm about to end.
I guess most memes are pictures or videos, so that's hard to.
This is tough on the podcast.
Yeah,
it's tough.
All right, just admit that.
I think the most popular one I see a lot on the internet now is titled "Women Yelling at a Cat," but it's from the Real Housewives of L.A. or which one is it?
Orange County.
Yeah, Orange County, and it's. I think it's the.
Paris that Hilton's one's good.
Aunt yes. of sorts, and then they're this at a dinner table, and they're yelling, and across the table, the cat's hissing back. So.
I don't know. They're just funny.
There are some
little birds with cowboy hats. You can't find that anywhere else.
I think that's. I think there's something. There's definitely.
I love how this is the most visual podcast ever.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go. We're gonna have to put this one on Facebook Live or something so we can meme as we go.
I think this would be a good opportunity to talk about Mr. Balloon Hands.
Yeah, Mr. Balloon Hands. I guess would kind of be on that pop culture
one. Yeah,
yeah. And so yeah, Mr. Balloon Hands are returning. It'll be back actually in a couple weeks. The Berliner Weiss we do. And the video came out maybe when the internet was very young. And it's probably not as appropriate now. There's as maybe when it was released in 2003. So, yeah, 16 years ago. And it was a YouTube video of a animated lizard, which... accompanying the streaming thoughts of someone that was either on acid or just watching TV, locked in a closet or watching TV. And
there's all kinds of theories.
Yeah, there's a bunch of theories, but it's just streaming thoughts. And at one point, we have Mr. Balloon Hands make an appearance. So
I just
Captain Tyan Nuts.
I just Googled reptile acid trip.
And that came. And that was the first thing. Yeah.
Those were my.
It's kind of funny. It's also pretty inappropriate at times, but yeah.
Who's this guy? Mr. Balloons. Mr. Balloon Hands. No way. No way. Get real.
Mr. Balloon Hands, nothing inappropriate about him.
Yes.
Awesome little Berliner Weiss.
Yeah, so a lot of those will come tap into that pop culture. I think even if you see the new concentrate labels, you know, that is an homage to
Andy Warhol's
art. So to be able to not just do it through the name of the beer, but through that visual, the poster and the can and all that, it's been a way we can kind of embrace that as well.
And he's like the king of pop culture.
Yeah, that's exactly. What do you think, Kayla? What's an area that pop culture wise or something that you'd be?
Where are we going next? We're looking for a beer name today.
I don't know that I can help you with an exact beer name at this moment, but I would like to have more women-inspired beers.
Yes.
A lot of dudes. Yeah,
that's true.
There's too many dudes.
I'm trying to even think of one that we have right now. I did... There was that subtle nod to Elaine.
There used to be a nod to Elaine.
We didn't want to dip our toe in that Sony Pictures pool too far.
You're right. So we did have that, and she's arguably my favorite. I've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, and she's really prevalent in season 2, which has been a good season.
Did you watch Veep?
I have started Veep, but I haven't watched it regularly.
Love Veep.
That's you also just started HBO. Veep?
Veep's over, man. Veep is great.
Well, I started it when it started, but I fall asleep when I watch TV. It's a thing.
I feel like Veep would be if Elaine became political. It's just the same character.
I liked it. I got 3 episodes deep, and I just haven't gotten back to it. Deep in Veep.
I'm not suggesting we get political either. But what about the Sun Grant series? Are those all gods, or are there any goddesses?
Well, the second one was Eos was the goddess of the dawn.
Yeah,
was her. And there, but I guess technically, I don't know if Ra. I guess Ra is a god.
Ross a god.
Yeah. There's a lot of ambiguity, I'd say, because they're like half person, half animal. But are there? I don't know.
Well,
if the Egyptians have the goddesses
person.
And god. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
A deity of sorts.
Dungeons and Dragons is hot right now, so maybe it has been
some D&D beers
for a long time. But I think that Stranger Things has helped.
Ooh, and 11. D&D would be
D&D
cool.
Gained some popularity. There's like a, what are the names?
Demogorgon.
Demogorgon. That's right. We could just name a beer Demogorgon.
Is that the thing on Stranger Things?
Yeah. Its head opens up.
Yeah, I still haven't finished.
Like a tulip.
Oh, you know
I'm only
what?
One episode into this season.
You know how you pour a Guinness upside down?
Oh.
What does that mean?
Yeah, look
what
is at that?
Mind blown.
It's so you know, like Silent Hill. It's the same.
Yeah.
World, but darker and gorier.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. The upside down is the other world.
Yeah, the upside down.
So there are 50 beers on tap called Demogorgon at this point. Six point.
Wow.
6 point in Brooklyn did a Doppelbach, and then Streetside down, our friends down in Cincinnati, did a Demogorgon Imperial Stout.
How about 11?
Let's see here.
It's probably so
make
many.
It 11%.
11%.
Yeah, right.
So Hoofhearted here in town. Now this was before the. Before the show, they did a beer called South of 11. Surly up in Minneapolis has a beer called 11, which was their 11th anniversary beer.
I think South of 11 is probably a Slayer reference.
Yeah, no, probably.
Which I'm for.
I think TV shows are big.
The biggest thing, I think, when we're talking pop culture that we learned even more so at this year's Craft Brewers Conference is the line between parody, where a lot of folks are like, oh yeah, we'll just claim parody, and that's how we get around copyright law. Like, that isn't really true. That I was talking to our attorney about that, and they basically said, well, is the reason why someone would purchase your product because of the reference you're making or the image you're using, and if you can't argue against it, if it's not generic enough, then you lose that argument over and over again. I think with more breweries and more beers coming out, and as Mark was mentioning, we're trying to figure out the name for a beer right now. You run into that, and a lot of folks think they're, you know, you can, like, even the original Urban Sombrero, we had a close looking thing of what Elaine kind of looked like in that. We're like, oh yeah, we can't do that. So
I think that's where memes come in. No one owns a meme.
That's true.
That's a good call.
That might be our next. That might be the next series that we go down. I think
Bonnie's
that's, there's a lot there.
Influence.
Yeah. Remember
beer names.
This, Bonnie. Here and now.
Bonnie established. Looking at bringing more references, as Kayla said, to women in our not just the necessarily the Justin Morals of the world, but a lot of other great folks that we can feature. I think that's something that. That's the beauty of beer. We can get. We really can. We got a blank slate in front of us, and it's been an exciting thing over the past few years to be able to come up with all these. But we don't have a question from a listener this week. But as we mentioned, our loyal listeners here on Beers at the Brewers working on a new lager that's going to be coming out in early October. We'd love for your input on what you think maybe a good name for that is. You know, we'd love to open that up, and so submit your thoughts to Facebook, send it to cheers@landgrantbrewing.com, check out the website.
Type us a real pretty letter.
Yeah. Or you
we
can,
open
yeah,
those too.
Or you can send it in the old snail mail. We'd love to hear your thoughts. It's going to be a light, very easy drinking lager coming out, like we said, early October. Maybe you can be part of this process of how we pick out the names of the beers.
All right. Well, hey, we don't have anything else. Maybe instead of a question from a listener, next week we'll have some answers from a listener.
Yeah.
And telling us a good beer name.
We don't really have a new beer coming up in the next couple weeks, but we are, as said, we're 5 weeks away from our 5th anniversary. So look for some more land grant centered podcasts over the next few weeks as we're starting to come out with more details of that 5th anniversary, and look forward to seeing everyone here down at the tap room.
Bonnie, Kayla, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Cheers. Tip your bartenders.
Do you have a beer, Mark? You're probably going to need a beer.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to have to grab Bonnie a beer.
Oh, yeah.
And at this point, I'm already halfway through my pool party, so.
Bonnie?
I'll take a blackberry jamble.
Okay. Get, like, Uber Eats out here?